As we search for ways to improve Michigan's economy and push our state into the ranks of top economic competitors, one consistent answer seems to be stop employment discrimination against gays. Well, that challenge comes from the Business Leaders for Michigan. As part of its 2014 Michigan Turnaround Plan, this group is challenging Michigan's leaders to, in essence, get with the times and pass an anti-discrimination law that includes protection for LGBT workers, something our present Elliot Larson Act does not provide. We're joined now by the president and CEO of the Business Leaders for Michigan. Doug Rothwell, thanks so much for speaking with us today.
Great to talk to you, Cynthia.
Well, we've heard from other voices that Michigan is indeed hurting itself by failing to recognize the lack of civil rights protection for LGBT persons. Why did the Business Leaders for Michigan decide it was time to add its voice?
Well, first of all, Cynthia, we have a goal of making Michigan a top 10 state, and we developed a very holistic strategy towards doing that based on really benchmarking ourselves to the other places around the country that are top 10. And one of the things that we find is that we want to make sure that, we can grow our population. Population growth strongly correlates to economic growth. And therefore, we feel that, one of Michigan's challenges is that we've not been growing as a state over this last decade or so. In fact, for a while, we were actually losing population. So one of the recommendations we make in the latest iteration of our turnaround plan is the importance of this. But we look at it from a number of perspectives. For example, we think immigration reform is very important because we think attracting skilled immigrants to Michigan can be a big boost to the economy. We also think that attracting more out-of-state students to come to school here will be important because many of them will stay when they graduate. But obviously, we also think that discrimination in the workplace is bad, and we're against it in all its forms. And that's why we cited that also, we think, as being important to making Michigan positioned as a place that's very welcoming.
Your turnaround plan, as you mentioned, Doug Rothwell, recommends attracting skilled immigrants. And we've certainly heard Governor Snyder out at the forefront of that. But it seems he deflects the LGBT rights issue by saying that he's remaining focused on jobs. Don't you think jobs and gay rights are issues that are connected?
Well, again, we really looked at this in a very broad way, and I think that, to single out any one issue of our turnaround plan as being, somehow more important than another is probably, not what we intended. I think that what we are trying to do is simply reflect the fact that there are a lot of issues that go into growing an economy, but yet this is certainly part of it. And I think that the governor, has to obviously, he's very focused on trying to grow the Michigan economy as well. We're very supportive of his work to attract skilled immigrants to the state. We think that's a very big part of it. But again, we tried to cite not just the issue of discrimination and immigration, but also out-of-state students and other ways that we can grow our population here in our state. Again, without growing population, it's going to be very hard to get the type and level of economic growth that we think Michiganders want.
Do you think the political will is there now, especially kind of feeling the tide turn? We saw what happened with Judge Friedman's decision in federal court on gay marriage, and it just the tide turning. We saw couples lining up to get married while that brief window was open. With that in mind, is the political will beginning to turn, especially when the likes of the Business Leaders from Michigan are adding their voice?
Well, I think that there's a couple different issues at work here, Cynthia. I mean, I think gay marriage is a different issue. I think that it gets more involved in, kind of a social contract and one that, we did not speak to because we don't really think it's our place to speak to that. Our focus as employers is on, making sure that we have an environment in Michigan where discrimination is not tolerated mm-hmm. in any form. And I think that, to answer your question, I think that there is broad support and already has been in the business community, at least among our members, for making sure that we don't discriminate because we think it's important, not just, to grow population, but it's the right thing to do. So, that's probably, I guess, the best answer I can give you to that. But I think that it's really important for us today to be able to embrace the fact that, discrimination should not be tolerated.
Doug Rothwell is president and the CEO of Business Leaders for Michigan. Thank you so much for talking with us today on Stateside.
You're welcome.